Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hey everyone! Hope you're all staying safe and healthy out there. So, since 2020 has been a constant stream of uncertainty and bombshell news stories, we've all had to adapt to a new normal. Originally, I had a bunch of plans for this summer. I was planning on the Cure SMA conference in Orlando, a Comic-Con out of town, and regular outings with friends and family. Obviously, none of those in-person events are happening now. The SMA conference will be virtual this year, but pop culture conventions are canceled. It is hard for me, given that I'm such an extrovert. I'm extremely grateful to be healthy, employed, and safe with my family during this time, but I yearn for in-person social interaction. Even though places are reopening, it'll be a while before those of us in the SMA community feel safe to go out again. Given that this pandemic has forced me to revise my summer plans, here are some ways I'm coping. Virtual movie and game nights. Since movie theaters are still closed, I've enjoyed doing virtual watch parties with friends. This has been a great alternative, and there are several good apps for this. I prefer Scener, as it allows you to do video chats with the people you're watching with. Game nights are also easy to do virtually. I just did one today with coworkers, and I've been playing virtual trivia with friends from college every other week. Takeout and curbside delivery. Another thing I really miss right now is eating out with friends and family. Before the pandemic hit, I'd go to restaurants at least once or twice a week. However, I have been doing takeout and delivery on a regular basis, and I enjoy eating food from my favorite restaurants at home with my family. Sure, it's not the same as going there and having that experience, but I'm happy to still support these places. The same goes for doing online orders from my local comic shop. Reading and decompressing. I really related to Alyssa's latest column about yearning to disconnect from technology while also being dependent on it to compensate for physical limitations. Read this one on our main website if you haven't already. Like her, I would go out with friends or to go to coffee shops to get away from my phone and my laptop. It's tough now because I depend on those devices for both work and socializing. Nonetheless, I simply have to take screen breaks. Whether it's through reading physical books or just spending time outside, I need that time to decompress. What about you all? Do you have any strategies for making the most of this season? Join the discussion in our SMA News Today forums. We would love to chat with you there. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and vlogger. A recent topic of conversation in our forums has been the Jayco robotic arm. A colleague of mine announced her insurance is now covering it. I'll be demoing this product next month. In Ryan's Robotics, one of our YouTube series, he shows us how to open a door using his Jayco. Needless to say, the robotic arm can open doors for us in more ways than one. Are you familiar with this product? Let us know in our forums, smanewstoday.com/forums. Of course, COVID-19 is still a topic we're talking about. My co-moderator Alyssa is asking how much quote-unquote normal activity you've resumed now that more places are opening up. Personally, I'm still being cautious and avoiding public areas, although I did get a haircut. Fortunately, my cousin cuts hair from home and I was among the first appointments of the day, so I feel exposure was pretty limited. What about you? Have you been comfortable resuming activities? In his Motivation Monday topic, Kevin Schaefer discusses how his summer plans have been revised due to the pandemic. Even though his plans have changed, he's found alternatives and ways to cope. Have you heard the SMA conference is going virtual this year? I know this was an activity Kevin was looking forward to attending in person, so hopefully going virtual will give some semblance of connection with the community. Will you be attending? To check out these topics and more, head to smanewstoday.com/forums. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.